Today is a great day, a great feast in the life of the church. We can even taste that this day is a great day, a great feast. You've seen our dear sister and brothers who helped us listen to the word of God. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, such that, you know, they could add some solemnity to this feast. It is a pity that the homily, you know, should be said, not a sung. Otherwise, I would have seen it also. This day, my dear brothers and sisters, is a great day because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit changed the lives of the disciples, because from this day, they were not the same. They were ordinary people like us. But on this day, they became extraordinary because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They started to proclaim the word of God. And interestingly, this word of God was received by those who were coming from different nations with different languages. Meaning, in their proclamation, in their praising God, there was something that the others could get and understand. We can even say, on this day, the face of God, which lost that image, that goodness of God, was renewed. There are many years that has passed, and today, as we heard and sang in the responsorial psalm, we were asking God to renew the face of the earth. You know, the young ones, maybe even you, the old ones, can ask, what has gone wrong with this face of the earth? There is a good example that we can take or use, though it comes as an accusation, maybe to our dear sisters. It happened in one family that an uncle to this family came visiting. And when he looked at this young lady, he found that the face was shining. And he started, like, you know, to remember her old face when she was young and so on. And he started asking himself, you know, this one was not as light as she is today. And then he asked his brother, my dear brother, was your daughter, my niece, light as she is even when she was young? Interesting was the answer from the father, the brother, to this visiting uncle. Looking at this daughter, he said, you know, I think I can't remember. I have forgotten. Let us ask the mother. And then they asked the mother, ah, umwana wenu wishefyale moneka okuchetukira efyali nakale awubani nabena abaleposa kwamano balando kuti awo kwenu umwana ali subasuba kotumo, you know, chitali chinja face yakwe. And this is not like just a story. We see this kind of change, and not only in our sisters, but also in us men. The face now is changing. We can't tell the true image, the true face of our people. Interesting, this is the face that the world has today. To see how destroyed is this face, let us try to think of the language we are using today. Someone will tell you something, and it will be very difficult to understand. Or you will think that really you are getting what this person is telling you. And after some times, you will say that I didn't get it well. For instance, your children, your brothers and sisters who are at school. Today, when they are ngabapia, they will tell you something that will make you go and look for money. For instance, they will tell you, kuno ama assignments na ya fula. Idarimu ya mapepara mwampele na ipwa. So ndeka vila another two reams of paper so that na isho kuchita printi ama assignments ya yandi. Imwenga aba fiashi, now you will even start panicking. Then you find the money, and now it is even easy. No money left to machine. No mobile money. Then this person gets the money, invites even the friends. How that do you? To try to chime with dance you. Ah, na mukunwa. Na ngwaya shita mwendeleshi. Or many other things. This is what is happening. Kwadiba abalando kuti, you know, kuli nchito kukabwe, eko ndevo mbela shinonshu. Abanga mwadiba kwa nkere, sometimes you see that te kukabwe bae. Nimbidi kuchingola, ne nchito ilaba mieba, nimbite nchito bagomba. Ngabaya nimbiba mkubombe nchito imbi. Nowadays, people are coming in the name of love. They will come and tell our sisters, you know, I love you. I will even marry you. They go even to the point of even nuclear tension. Why are kobekera no kobekera? Awe sister, we saw it. Awe father, we know. Awe kashite, they maybe this one is just following the beauty. Olimbi paka group kaba rumendo bale tarikana bale punda na umono mwana kashwishile mu street. Yes, she's beautiful. I know I'll win her. She will be mine. And this one goes in the name of love, and this one says, I think this person loves me. And this is the language that is, you know, destroying this face of the world. It is very difficult to know the truth. But with these people now, who are filled with the Holy Spirit helps them to understand. Knowing also the dangers that are there. The experiences that these people have had, we have had. Like the example I was giving you. Your son, your brother asked for money, for help, says the ream of paper. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the answer maybe could be different. Anyway, I will send the ream of papers through Majando. Or I will see if someone is coming to Rusaka or Chingola or where. Because it's not just a matter of giving the money. Because you don't know the real story behind that. I know my brother priest who had this same experience, you know. He ended, you know, providing assistance to this brother, his brother, you know, up to 16,000 kwacha. By the time he tried to go to the school, he was told that this brother of yours never even stepped a foot in this school. He needed counseling to come out of this. So, as Christians, you know, we are not only, you know, called, you know, to be nice to these people who come telling us we need this and this. We are not only there to provide and to say, yes, this person loves me. We need to implore and ask the Holy Spirit, because we have it, my dear brothers and sisters. And the Holy Spirit will tell us. If we are blank, the Holy Spirit again, just, you know, trying to call, invoke the Holy Spirit will never leave us empty and alone. The answer will always come. We can work as true Christians with one common language of love, that love, you know, that builds, that heals, and that helps, especially those who are in need. Today, we can't see the real face of this world because of lack of genuine kind of life. We are like living a double life. When we come maybe to church, we can, you know, live that Christian type of life. When we go out, there is another kind of life. Even when we are with those who share life with us, we know what they want from us. So we will try to be nice at that particular moment so that we give them this, you know, changed face. And they will, at one point, one moment, try to feel maybe that comfort or that kind of love. But our work is not to be nice. It's to be good and real, we can say, to be genuine. If we are to help, we know that our friends, especially our brothers, our children, they are not clear in what they say to us. We need this Spirit to help us as parents, even as priests, to discern very well so that we do not, you know, help in destroying others, but in building. Because as I was giving this example, you send the money. Are you helping if this money is used for drinking? How are you going to know if this is the truth or not? The gift of the Holy Spirit. Look how we are empowered as Christians, as baptized Christians, as confirmed Christians. And this is what this day brings to us, the Holy Spirit, that brings now this pure discernment to do what is right, to help others do what is right. This Spirit comes with this gift of wisdom so that we may be wise in everything that we do. It brings this simplicity so that in a simple way we can access the graces that comes from God and live in this way, knowing that we are weak and powerless. The only one who has the power is God. And in this way, this fear of the Lord, which allows us to do the will of God and to live as Christians, real Christians, will be like the food every day to us. This day, my dear brothers and sisters, is a great day, a big feast in our church. It comes to us so that we may celebrate it. We may ask God, let this Spirit come upon me. Let this Spirit be my guide. Let this Spirit be everything for me. What has fallen, let it raise it up. What has been destroyed, let through the Holy Spirit be created, rebuilt. And we will see that without the Holy Spirit, we can't even say we are Christians. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't even see that God is our Father. This Spirit is not the spirit of fear, as we heard in the second reading. It is this powerful Spirit that helps us now to say to God, Abba, Father. You know, this word Abba is a very good word, especially, you know, with this problem of languages, you will see that badabo beta tibatata, na badabo beta tidadi, behavior yari kusanata ya bayomoi. Daddy normally comes with that, you know, exultant spirit, you know. Oh, daddy, daddy, daddy. But Dada is something serious. Father. The Father has come, you know. St. Paul is saying, we have this spirit that we consider and take God, you know, to be our daddy. To be our daddy. Not a very serious, you know, watata, father, Yashwaisa. The mood is different. I don't know if you get it. When you say that the father is in the house, the mood is different. Daddy has come. Normally, daddy is this one who comes maybe with sweets if we are no. The tumbi is in that kind of a good mood. This mood now, you can even go directly and ask. But if he has that father type, then you send even the mother. And St. Paul is saying, with the Holy Spirit, we will first see God as Abba, as our daddy. But again, he's not losing the fathership, because we will say, daddy, father. Abba, Father. So meaning there is that kind of daddy who consoles, who is there, you know, to put that kind of extraordinary joy in the children. But there is also that kind of serious daddy who corrects and helps the children to be children, proper children. It's the daddy father. And this is what St. Paul is telling us in the second reading. The Spirit will make us see God as our daddy. Daddy Father. What a great day. Many of us, maybe we have forgotten that we have this Daddy Father. Then the Spirit is coming today to raise this Spirit up so that we can see that really God is the loving God. It is this Spirit, my dear brothers and sisters, that will make us see that God is love. And if this love of God is given to us with the Spirit or through the Spirit, we will see that this love of God will be shared genuinely to those who share life with us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and kindle in us this fire of your love. It is this fire of God's love, this fire of the Holy Spirit that will renew our lives. And through our renewed lives, my dear brothers and sisters, the world will change. From this day, if we receive this Holy Spirit, then let us be genuine. Let us live well our lives. Above all, let this love that we have received from God, that is being renewed especially today, be given freely and genuinely. We can't maybe fulfill this or give this love in this way, But with the Holy Spirit, it will be possible. So let us prepare our hearts, open our lives so that this Holy Spirit can come. This Holy Spirit will help us to understand and live well our lives as Christians. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Amen.